For My King, written by Fluffy Goddess and read by Eos Rose. It was night, and Arthur had finally taken off his crown. Now he sat in the dark. Every candle in the room was gathered around the bed, where Merlin lay. Well, Merlin was stretched there, limbs splayed and bound in place. Every once in a while he tried to move, and braided leather creaked. Even though he'd finally admitted to being a wizard and accepted the hastily created post of court sorcerer, Arthur was tempted to tell him his duties would still include oiling these leathers. Lancelot hovered between the pale man's legs, his own skin gilded by the flames' light. As Arthur watched, he licked his lips, slowly, enjoying the stickiness of pre-cum. His hair was tousled, his cheeks flushed, and his own cock was imprisoned in tight lacing, a match for the one he'd just tormented. His only wizard, and the best of his knights, tangled up in ropes in the king's own bed, and he wasn't sure if the heat in his belly was jealousy or satisfaction. "My lord," Lancelot said formally, and he stood. When he got closer, he could see that Merlin's face was unusually flushed and sweaty, his eyes pleading. Then again, they didn't usually play such games for so long, and he probably should have expected that. "Enjoying yourselves?" he asked. Merlin glared up at him. "You are both sadists, both of you," he snickered. "You're the one who said, 'I don't care what you have to do, you two have to start getting along.'" "Yes, but I wasn't expecting to be tied up and teased for 3 hours." "Two," Lancelot corrected helpfully. "And you did agree," Arthur added mildly. Merlin's glare did not abate, though he smiled a little when his king gripped his shoulder, and unspoken, "Are you still all right with this?" and "Yes, you prat." And that kind of silent communication was something they'd learned over years together, something that was just for them, something Merlin and Lancelot didn't yet share. And that helped to make it all right that there were things they did. Still, it had been hours, and Merlin normally couldn't hold out for more than a few minutes when Arthur got really creative. "Finish the show," he ordered, reaching down to pull loose the ties holding back his wizard's orgasm. "For my king," Lancelot murmured, and bent to his task. Swollen, well-used lips closed around Merlin's shaft, wetting it all over again, and then his cheeks hollowed with suction, and Merlin tensed in his bonds. Braided leather and golden light and muscles starkly defined beneath his skin, his eyes open on nothing as he shuddered and gasped and came. A sacrifice of pleasure, drawn by his knight from his wizard's body. Arthur smiled and tangled his hand in that crow's nest of hair. That would take the pressure off for one of his men, and the game could begin again. The end.